the Barn Burner TV Network and Zingo TV Channel 250 for this now overcastish and cold November 17th afternoon. So this show can be seen on Roku and Roku Fire TV 6 and Amazon Fire TV 6 and on Zingo TV on Chromecast and all smart TVs 2016 forward. Please remember to download the Barn Burner and Zingo TV apps in their respective app stores. Both are free on both iOS and Android devices. Please remember that while you're using the apps to rate and leave a comment, that way we know that you are enjoying them and getting the most out of your usage. So that being said, I'm really pleased today to hopefully have on the show Aaron Ambrose from the PWHPA and the Montreal chapter. We are going to talk hockey at a pandemic, the $1 million sponsorship deal with Secret, the 2021 Dream Gap Tour, reflections on the inaugural Dream Gap Tour, CWHL memories, next steps for the game, and what the WNHL might look like. But again, I am waiting for her to join. So until then, I do want to recap kind of what's going on in the PWHPA at this present time. So that being said, there was a news release from the PWHPA last Wednesday, and so I'm going to get right into that. So on October 22nd, 2020, Secret Deodorant announced a $1 million sponsorship commitment to the Professional Women's Hockey Players Association, the largest corporate commitment ever made for professional women's hockey in North America. Through a series of six showcase events across North America for the first time ever, players will compete for cash prizes and the Secret Cup. Events like these are critical to bring attention to the incredible talent of these athletes and the need for better infrastructure to support girls and women's hockey. To learn more about the Dream Gap Tour and how Secret's commitment will help PWHPA players, visit pwhpa.com and equalsweat.ca. All right, next up. This year, 125 of the sport's top players, including 38 Olympians like Marie-Philippe Poulin, Aaron Ambrose, Natalie Spooner, Sarah Nurse, Kendall Coyne-Schofield, Hillary Knight, and Brianna Decker will take the ice in the Secret Dream Gap Tour with teams in Toronto, Calgary, Montreal, Minnesota, and New Hampshire. Visit the PWHPA website to see a complete list of the regional rosters. So, in a message from Jana Hefford, operations consultant for the PWHPA, she said, "The COVID-19 pandemic has impacted all of us immensely, and we have certainly faced our own challenges. In early 2020, the PWHPA and women's hockey felt a wave of momentum coming out of a successful inaugural Dream Gap Tour, and following the well-received 3-on-3 elite women's hockey event at the NHL All-Star Weekend in St. Louis. Following our final DGT event, all of our lives changed, sport disappeared, but our athletes didn't. We have seen athletes across many sports stand up for social and racial justice, speak out against inequality, and help support those in need during these difficult circumstances. The members of the PWHPA have stepped up in big ways, and I could not be more proud of our athletes. Our work doesn't stop. We will continue to push for a better future for women, for future athletes, and for our communities. We are resilient and determined. We are excited for what's ahead for the PWHPA. We are so incredibly fortunate to have loyal and trusted partners who stand with us and advocate for a better future for women's hockey. We are thrilled to be embarking on the upcoming Secret Dream Gap Tour. Secret represents everything that we believe in. Equal Sweat deserves an equal opportunity. The recent $1 million commitment to the PWHPA is significant, and we hope that it serves as the beginning of a new wave of momentum for women's hockey. We know there's lots of work yet to do, but we hope you will join us in our mission to leave the game better and ensure that every young girl sees a future for herself in the sport. Thank you for your continued support. Jana Hefford, PWHPA operations consultant." So, you know, obviously she gets the reality of this, and, you know, as do all the players who have been limited in training, you know, doing anything athletic, whether it's on or off ice. And that's certainly caused challenges. The Dream Gap Tour would have started about a month ago now, had it not been for COVID-19. So we see the ways in which women's hockey is being affected, along with the NWHL, who has seen their season now pushed back to January and possibly even further, though, again, we continue to await further details. However, that doesn't mean that the support isn't there, because, again, the support is there and showing through Secret and through other sponsors. Now, speaking of other sponsors, PWHPA in the news, we now look at some things that are going along around the PWHPA. And to that, I mentioned that Bottega Gold is now the official Prosecco of the PWHPA. So to that, this partnership is a perfect pairing to continue the growth and development of women's hockey. To read more about the partnership, visit the PWHPA website, pwhpa.com. So Jocelyn Lemereau-Davidson and Monique Lemereau-Mirando announced that they are releasing a book in February entitled Dare to Make History, Chasing a Dream and Fighting for Equity. The book chronicles their journey on and off the ice to reach the pinnacle of women's hockey. Pre-order yours today on Amazon Canada or Amazon US. Now, Sarah Nurse and Liz Knox were guests on the latest Galvanized podcast, Throwing Shades, to discuss allyship and inclusivity in hockey. Listen to this episode now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. Now, we look at the Schofield Foundation, obviously spearheaded by Kendall Coyne Schofield and her husband. So during these difficult times, Schofield Family Foundation has turned their efforts to providing relief to those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. They have provided 60,000 meals to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. In addition, the foundation has purchased 10 nights of individually boxed catered dinners from local restaurants and delivered them to the families at the Ronald McDonald House in Oaklawn, Illinois. The founders of the Schofield Family Foundation, Kendall and Michael Schofield, volunteered their time boxing meals at the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Orland Park Pantry. So, last but not least, fun thing from the PWHPA, just for those of you who may be interested in pets. Meet Rupert, who is the PWHPA's Pet of the Month, belonging to PWHPA player Kristen Richards and board advisor Liz Knox. The breed is a boar doodle and is 1.5 years old. Likes include frisbee, snow, cuddles, playing with his friends, chasing bugs. Dislikes include things that move in the dark and loud sounds. Follow Rupert on Instagram, and that is all found in this week's newsletter for the PWHPA. So, that really takes us through the most interesting thing going on in women's hockey right now. If you look at the PWHPA side, that is, of course. So to that, I'm, again, still optimistic that I will have Erin Ambrose on today's show. Not really sure what's going on with that at this time. I will be notified by my producer in the case that Ambrose joins. So, that to be said, let's take a look at, you know, what's going on with the PWHPA in general terms while we kind of await for things to kind of get going. So I do have to keep an eye on Ambrose supposedly joining, and so I'm going to try and make this kind of quick and concise. So to that point, just while I try and sort this out, again, we see that Secret Deodorant has committed to the PWHPA $1 million to ensure the best on the ice are treated like the pros they are. Again, you can find this at equalsweat.ca, which I will probably go through in just about a minute while we continue to await the presence of Ambrose. And for those of you who want to see the message from Noble Estates, from their owner, on the Bottega Gold deal, that is Craig DeBlois. You can find that at PWHPA on Twitter to discuss how this partnership came together. Other than that, we see that the players are continuing to get to work, and we see that they're talking about what this season looks like, the unique circumstances, inclusivity, given that that's been one of the biggest topics to date so far this offseason. Again, we saw that Sarah Nurse was on Galvanized. Alyssa Gagliardi has also been on. And they're all talking, you know, women's hockey, inclusivity, strength of the players. And then we see articles from like CBC talking about the future generations of the game. Melody Daou spoke about that with Radio Canada Sports. Melody Daou is coaching with the Montreal Caravan U Sports. It's about finding outreach to, the next generation, like it mentions, and try and, you know, at least do what they you know, are capable of. That is what that is. And we continue to be optimistic of that kind of thing going forward. And, you know, Brianne Jenner was a coach last year with the University of Toronto Varsity Blues women's hockey team. It's not uncommon. And if there's one way to, you know, get the word out there, grow the women's game, you start from the college / university level upwards, and it's so crucially important. This is where it comes to and what it comes to. And, you know, every bit of support, especially for the PWHPA, is special. But more than that, marketing the game, helping grow the future, is just as important, if not more. So again, a lot of these players recognize that they're not going to be with the PWHPA forever. They're not going to be in professional women's hockey forever. Things are going to happen, and you know, they're going to age, and the next generation, those coming from university, you know, that's going to be our future. That's going to be what we have to look forward to. So, you know, just something to keep in mind as we kind of try and set our trails on, you know, looking beyond the PWHPA's second season and understanding what the future of the women's game looks like from here on out going forward, and the main sole purpose of the PWHPA being around at all. So that being said, Blake Bolden, who is a scout for the Los Angeles Kings, joined Lindsay Eastwood and Brooke Avery on Tee It Up, an NWHL-based show on the Barn Burner TV network and her network channels 250 and 251 on Sunday. She's a member of the PWHPA, that being Blake Bolden, to discuss inclusivity in the game, and, you know, growing the game and why it's so important. And, you know, this was, I think, a huge thing after having Ty Tumini and Digit Murphy on to talk about, you know, how this game is best to move forwards. And, you know, she made some really solid points. And the conversation was really, you know, light and enjoyable. So for those of you who haven't yet seen it, do head over to Barn Burner TV Network on Twitter. And then you can also head over to Lindsay Eastwood on Twitter to kind of get your familiarity with, again, with her, Blake Bolden, who was an absolute pleasure to listen to. So, you know, to that end, there's really not a whole lot else to go on with in the PWHPA right now. And I was, you know, told that Erin Ambrose would be joining me today, and I'm not really sure where she is. Again, you know, I did tweet out last night, and it didn't seem to get acknowledged by her. So my apologies to those who are really looking forward to Erin Ambrose today, much like myself. I didn't really expect this. Until she joins, if she joins, I'm going to try and see if I can get some details on the kind of things that are going on right now. So along with the email, I think the one thing I do want to touch on is that many of these players with the PWHPA are national team players, and along with their PWHPA camps, they're also playing with Hockey Canada or USA Hockey, whomever it might be. Hockey Canada holds their national team camps at 16 Mile Arena in Oakville, Ontario, which happens, I believe, twice a week. And so the players who are in the Ontario regions, being Toronto, are doing that with Hockey Canada. I think they are holding in Montreal too. I know that they were. I can't confirm that they still are. Anyways, that aside, you know, these players are getting extra ice time. They're getting extra resources. But something that's really interesting, I think I want to say, is the fact that many of these players have played in the rivalry series, have played the World Championships, and right now, one of the biggest pushes is for the rivalry series to be played between USA Hockey and Hockey Canada. Now, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic presents a challenging situation. And to that note, I am going to read through the article of the rivalry series being urged to happen. So again, they still have challenges to overcome in order to even make that feasible. But, you know, they're desperate for this to happen. And so, you know, the door isn't fully closed on that taking place this winter. So in an article from Donna Spencer for CBC.ca, she writes, "The Canadian women's hockey team is in desperate need of international games. Jeannie Kingsbury hopes a rivalry series against the United States can happen this winter. Hockey Canada's director of women's national team says the COVID-19 pandemic hasn't completely shut the door on a possible series between arch rivals. Rising cases of the virus in both countries and travel restrictions to contain it are barriers to resuming one of the greatest rivalries in sport, however." So to that, Kingsbury told the Canadian press, "We're still in talks with USA Hockey to possibly have a rivalry series, which was on the docket in the regular season that we haven't crossed out just yet. We're both really, really want to play each other for many reasons. We're dying to play games, and especially good games against the U.S. The Americans took the best of five rivalry series 4-1 in 2019-20. The two countries squared off in Hartford, Connecticut, Moncton, Victoria, Vancouver and Anaheim, California. That series has been the only international competition for both squads since the U.S. edged Canada 3-2 in a shootout for Olympic gold February 22nd, 2018. Now, slew of cancellations on the international calendar. So that part of the article reads, the 2020 Women's World Championship in Canada was canceled because of the pandemic. The 2019 Four Nations Cup in Sweden was called off because of a dispute between the host team and its federation. If the 2021 Women's World Championship in Halifax and Truro, Nova Scotia gets the green light in April, five international games in over 2 years leading into the tournament would be a shockingly low level of international competition for both countries. So Kingsbury said, on both sides of the border, I'm sure this is the most concerning part. There's been only five international games in the last 2 years. That's critical experience that we're lacking to give to our athletes, and the COVID-19 situation is certainly not making that easier. So that part, obviously not coming from Gina, but that's just, you know, stone cold fact. Anyways, Olympic considerations. Both federations need games to make player personnel decisions, not only for a world championship, but also for the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing coming over the horizon. The roster of women invited to try out for Canada's Olympic team is traditionally named shortly after the world championship. They congregate in Calgary in the summer for months of training and games. Now, Kingsbury said, you're naming your 28 players centralized here, and you've got to make sure that you're making the right decisions and you've given the process of selection as much integrity as possible. The U.S. women's team wraps up a week-long 53-player camp Saturday in Blaine, Minnesota, and this article is now about 2 weeks or so old. So keep in mind that is now past. However, the PWHPA player region is playing out of Blaine, Minnesota. Anyways, Kingsbury, an Olympic gold medalist in women's hockey in 2006 and 2010, is waiting until January to bring between 45 and 50 players together in Calgary. She expects to name the camp roster in November. We are now at November 17th and still waiting that camp roster. So, virus protocol may stand in the way. They're currently training and participating in on-ice skills sessions in Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary, although Montreal players are limited in what they can do because of pandemic restrictions, where only about 7-ish players can take the ice, and this is for the PWHPA as well, and might even be 6 players plus 2 coaches, or even 1 coach, being Danielle Savageau for the PA chapter there. So you understand the difficulties that this pandemic has caused in regions such as Quebec. So Kingsbury says, the ideal is that we would already have 2 or 3 camps under our belt in a normal season. I think the difference maybe between us and the U.S. is that we've got some more regulations and certainly more rules and more precautions around COVID. A current barrier to a rivalry series in 2020-21 is Canada's requirement that Americans must quarantine for 14 days upon arrival, and the Canadians would in turn have to quarantine upon return from the United States. The Alberta government's recent announcement of a rapid test pilot project at the Calgary airport to reduce or eliminate quarantines got Kingsbury's attention. We're getting more information on what that all means, she said. We'll obviously bring it up to USA Hockey as an option if it's a viable option. So, that speaks to what's going on the world's end of things in relation to trying to get women's hockey, you know, played among these challenging circumstances. So as we look to the World Championships and Rivalry Series and how that stuff kind of works out, there is a new team that will be joining the World Championships this year, and that is Hungary, who was recently promoted to a top-tier women's national team, and that will be led by Lisa Haley, who is the head coach of the women's hockey program at Ryerson University with the Rams. So I'm going to read through this just a little bit to understand the national team aspect and how that's going to be shaped by Haley joining some of these fantastic players of the Canadian U.S. national teams at the World Championships, set to play again in Truro, Nova Scotia, again, if feasible to do so. That being said, unable to coach the Ryerson Rams for National Women's University hockey title because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Lisa Haley has applied her talents to an up-and-coming country. Hungary, which won promotion to the top-tier Women's World Hockey Championship for the first time, has hired Haley as head coach. If the 2021 championship goes ahead in Halifax and Truro, Nova Scotia in April, Haley will stand behind Hungary's bench in her home province. We're in Pool B in Truro, literally 20 minutes from where I grew up as a kid, and started to play the game, Haley told the Canadian press. The 47-year-old from Westville, Nova Scotia, was Canada's assistant coach at the 2014 Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia, where Captain Marie-Philippe Poulin scored the overtime winner for the gold medal for Canada. Haley was also an assistant the last time Canada won a world title back in 2012. She's coached university women's hockey for over 20 years, first with the St. Mary's Huskies in the Atlantic University Sport Conference, and then the Rams the last decade in the Ontario University Athletics Conference. Haley is currently in quarantine at home in Cobourg, Ontario, after returning Sunday from Budapest, and this is about a week's old article now, so she is towards the end of her quarantine. The Hungarian women were scheduled to play in a Six Nations tournament against China, Norway, Denmark, Slovakia, and Austria last week. All countries withdrew because of rising infection numbers in Europe. The Hungarian women ended up playing games against a local under-16 boys team. Yes, it's in the middle of a pandemic, Haley said. My approach to this has been, I know how to keep myself safe, I know how to wear a mask, wash my hands, and stay a stick length away. Canadian Pat Cortina coached the Hungarian women to Division I victory and promotion in 2019, but didn't continue with the program because of a contractual commitment to a German men's team, potential for another Olympic Games. Meanwhile, the 2021 Women's World Championship in Nova Scotia was postponed to 2021 because of the pandemic. Former Hungarian player Susanna Kolbenheier chairs the International Ice Hockey Federation's Women's Committee. She asked Canadian committee member Melody Davidson about potential coaching candidates for her country. Davidson was general manager of Canada's 2014 Olympic team. Hockey is a small world and women's hockey even smaller, Haley said. I think Mel played a key role in me being comfortable taking it on. She really gave me some great advice in terms of where Hungary was in their development. They just needed that final push across the finish line. The timing seemed right. Hungary doubled up on coaches in 2020 after bringing Haley on board in July. Sean Simpson signed a two-year contract in September to join the men's team. Haley's contract extends to an Olympic qualifying tournament in November. What a thrill it would be if I had an opportunity to go to another Olympic Games, Haley said. Hungarian lone top-tier national team. The women are also Hungary's lone national team qualifying for a top-tier world championship in 2021. I know that I have the stage right now because we are the only national team in Hungary in the top division, so no pressure, Haley said. The Hungarian program is very focused on developing within. They want Hungarians to represent them. It's a small country with a population of less than 10 million. Hockey is not a popular sport, but they're determined to swing with the big boys. Esports canceled the national championship and the OUA all-conference championships and schedules in 2020-21 because of the pandemic. The Rams at best will play exhibition games beginning in January. Haley's assistants, Haley Irwin, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and veteran women's coach, Ken Dufton, handled the Rams during her Hungarian stints. While the pandemic may have opened a window of opportunity for Haley in Hungary, it works against her and the Rams at a time when they're ripe for a U Sports title. Everybody's recruiting kind of goes in cycles, and we are at the peak right now, Haley said. The majority of our team are third, fourth, and fifth year players. This current season and potentially next season are kind of our best kick of the can within a 5-year window. So you can understand the many national team aspects that go into putting such tournaments together. And with Hungary up to date, and now a top-tier hockey team as named by the IIHF, they will be set to play, if the tournament gets played, against some of the top PWHPA and national team players in the world from USA Hockey and PWHPA and the Hockey Canada region. And so, you know, it's going to create a lot of, you know, boosted morale and competition, and it's going to make for some excellent hockey, which you can find on Hockey Canada's official broadcasters, RDS, Réseau des Sports, and TSN, the sports network, who will carry all the action again should the tournament get going. Obviously, in the coming months, we will learn more at hockeycanada.ca. So that being said, unfortunately, Aaron Ambrose did not join today. And so with that said, you can continue to follow the PWHPA for updates on what's going on at PWHPA and PWHPA.com. And make sure to follow me for updates on Twitter at Justin Levine HBS and thepuckauthority.com and for all your updates on what's going on, as I will have written columns as things start to get pieced together better and the COVID-19 protocols allow for hockey to be played across the US and in Canada. So that being said, as it's now 3:54 again, apologies for not having Erin today. Hopefully I will have her on next week. So make sure you are following along with Barn Burner Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Barn Burner Net, and where you can find all these streams as well as anywhere where you can download Zingo TV. And make sure to do that for these shows that you are watching, Channel 250, every Tuesday and Wednesday in the afternoons for exclusive sit downs and news breaks, among much more. So it's 3:55 now. This does it for another episode of PWHPA Over the Glass. So with that being said, my name is Jocelyn Levine, signing off.